This is Sunday morning, 1:31:21. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This word is the best is yet to come, which we've heard that many times. Things are changing. You're already sensing it. A return to normal, but a new normal. Before the pandemic, new normal. Personally and nationally, all these many years of living every day in angst, pain, and fear will soon be a distant memory. So rejoice and be glad, my children, for you have passed the test. You have stood your ground. You've held the line. You could say that this is graduation day. At times you've thought that you would not make it, but yet here you are. So intense it has been, but I have been with you every moment, and I will continue to be forever. The tide is turning in your nation, and you are sensing that also. Great days are ahead. There will be a return to the godly roots of my American nation. As I said a few years ago to you that I would shake this nation to its roots, all that is offensive is being rooted out of it right now, but be encouraged, for the best is yet to come. Your POTUS has been inspired to say this slogan, MAGA, Make America Great Again, and the best is yet to come, because I inspired him to do so. Be best is also inspired by me, as the lowly FLOTUS has decreed. No more bullying in this nation, personally and nationally. All are free. There will only be the best in my nation, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. It has begun. Jubilee. Yes, Jubilee. This is my best for you. Be best. Get used to it. Leave all the darkness behind and reach for the light where you will be best. I want my people to have no more fear, angst, or pain. I want to read something to you out of the book of Jubilees. Since we're talking about Jubilees, hold on here. It just caught my attention. I thought, yay. And they shall use violence against Israel and transgression against Jacob, and much blood shall be shed upon the earth. And there shall be none to gather and none to bury. In those days they shall cry aloud and call and pray that they may be saved from the hand of the sinners, the Gentiles, but none shall be saved. And the heads of the children shall be white with gray hair, and a children of 3 weeks shall appear old like a man of 100 years. And their stature shall be destroyed by tribulation and oppression. And in those days the children shall begin to study the laws and to seek the commandments and return to the paths of righteousness. And the days shall begin to grow many and increase among those children of men till their days draw nigh to 1,000 years. And to a greater number of years than before was the number of the days. And there shall be no old man. No one is satisfied with his days, for all shall be as children and youths. And all their days they shall complete and live in peace and in joy. And there shall be no Satan nor any evil destroyer, for all their days shall be of blessing and healing. And at that time the Lord will heal his servants, and they shall rise up and see great peace and drive out their adversaries. And the righteous shall see and be thankful and rejoice with joy forever and ever, and shall see all their judgments and all their curses on their enemies. And their bones shall rest in the earth, and their spirits shall have much joy. And they shall know that it is the Lord who executes judgment and shows mercy to hundreds and thousands and to all that love him. I like that part about, sounded like the 1,000-year reign. All right. About the children being at, when they were born, looked like they were old men. That's pretty bad. That's gross sin and unrighteousness in the earth. That old ragtag mentality will be a thing of the past, for it is not the way of the kingdom. It will be my kingdom come, my will be done in earth as in heaven. This is what I intended for my children from the very beginning. They could have always had it. They just didn't know it. Satan and his illusion covered the whole earth with darkness so you could not see the truth. Most have adapted to this darkness and they think it's just normal. No, it is abnormal. They're just used to the darkness. This is what the dark to light process that you're going through is all about. Once the light is shown, the darkness no longer has a place to hide. That is what is happening. It's not getting worse, it's getting exposed. You have never really seen the pure light of the kingdom, and it will be a shock. Not for long, because it is so glorious that you will think, how did I possibly make it in that darkness? It has been by my grace. I've protected you, and I'm with you, and I'm walking with you, and I'm walking you out into the light, and you will never have to return to the darkness. So rejoice today and be glad. You're watching the greatest show on earth. It will get brighter every day as the darkness is being exposed. Pay the puppet Muppet, or Muppet Puppet, no mind, for he is disarmed. Just keep moving into the light and embrace the kingdom ways. The best is yet to come. Right here, I thought this was a great meme. What if everything you're going through right now is preparing you for a dream bigger than you can imagine?